Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta has announced that domestic flights may resume at 11 this morning, Eastern Time. He said in a statement that airports will be reopened and flights resumed on a very limited basis. And he said that flights must adhere to tight levels of security following the hijacking of four planes on Tuesday. NPR's Marianne Akers joins me now from Chicago. Marianne, what's the situation with air traffic now?
Well, at this point, only one flight has landed. That happened at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. It was an American Airlines flight from London, had 91 passengers on board. So essentially, that plane is arriving 36 hours late. That's the only flight that we know of right now. Others are expected to, as Secretary Mineta said, start around 11 a.m., but I still think that's optimistic. And again, they're going to focus first on those diverted flights. I think in total, it's just over 200 flights that were diverted and empty planes that the FAA is allowing airlines to fly back to their hub airports to reposition for when the airspace does open as normal.
And when will that be?
Well, right now, I think it's anybody's guess. I think it's going to take several days before it, you know, has any normalcy to it. It could take even a week, but I do think that slowly but surely they'll get it up and going, but it is difficult.
And what are those difficulties?
Well, for one thing, since not all the airports are open right now, it's tough for one airport to take flights knowing that if those planes arrive, those passengers won't be able to make connections if other airports aren't open. For example, I heard that last night there were 8 inbound flights for Chicago O'Hare from Canada, those diverted flights. And Mayor Daley apparently said, look, we can't handle those flights because we're just going to have 8 plane loads of passengers stuck here at O'Hare, not able to make connections. And of course, there's already a problem with hotel rooms being booked, rental cars gone. You know, the other problem, Bob, is that airports are having a tough time meeting these stringent security measures that have been proposed by the FAA.
Yeah, they're obviously logistics, equipment needs, and all kinds of things they're going to have to set up by then.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's just going to be a totally different ballgame when we go to the airport. For example, they're saying no e-ticket, no ticketless travel. You'll have to have a paper ticket. Even if you have an e-ticket, you need to go to the counter and get a paper ticket. No curbside check-in. You must check all your baggage inside the airport. No more knives. You cannot carry your pocket knives onto the plane because, of course, that was a problem with the terrorists. We heard these horrible reports of the terrorists stabbing flight attendants and crew members. Now, of course, authorities can't be sure whether they carried those knives on or whether they were steak knives from, say, first-class cabins. So those knives, too, will now be banned. Another security measure that we might see are more sky marshals aboard flights. These are people who fly anonymously, so you wouldn't necessarily know they're sitting next to you. Another measure is that they want to have the FAA, the federal government, now be in charge of security screening, passenger screening, instead of the airlines, which is what is happening now at these X-ray machines.
NPR's Marianne Akers in Chicago.